on Daf, Zayin Amad Aleph, Omar Ove, in the middle of the Yomit, Ein Shamin Lepora Bifnei Atzma, Velevlad Bifnei Atzma. Now Ove is going back on the Reish of the Mishnah. Let's see what Rashi says. Ein Shamin Areishekoi, Sher Shanogach HaSapora, Vihipila, Ein shomin kol echad bifnei atzmoi. How much the shir became worthless that it was mahu. How much the ubrim are worth. Sheoilin demei hanezik harbe. So then it comes out that the demei hanezik will come out very much if you'll make such a shumir. Avol shomim poram uberes, the shum is as follows. We shats up a poram uberes. Kamo hoiso yofet chilo. How much was this poram uberes worth? The kami shova achshov, and how much is worth now after the negiche, imesa, imchaya. There's one shume. We shats up how much the poro became worth less. Al yedei negichas hasher. She'im i'ata oimekein. Let's get back to the Gemara. So Rav said, if you won't say like this, and you'll say, we make the shumer, how much the par is worth less, how much the uber was worth, nimza ata makrish es hamazik. So come out, the mazik will lose out. So therefore, we will, that's how the Shuma is made. So Rashi says, Makrish Mafsit, Ulakami Porich, Idinohu Likrish. I mean, if the oifen of the Shuma is, you should be Shom, each Dovo Bifnei Atzmai, so we'll have a Hefsit, let him have a Hefsit. That's the Gemara is going to ask. V'chein ato moitzei b'keteya yad avdoi shal chaveirot. V'chein ato moitzei b'mazik sode shal chaveirot. So Rashi says b'keteya yad avdoi shal chaveirot. Ein shomin hayad bifnei atzmo. V'nat shom the yad bifnei atzmo loima. Kama Odom, we're talking about Yad Avdoi Shal Chaveiroi, we're speaking about an Eveknani Shal Chaveiroi. In Shomin HaYad Bifnei Atzme Loima Kama Odom Reitze Little, how much would the Odom accept to get paid? Lektoye Yad Avdoi Koze, Devadi Haroya Avdoi Sholeim, En Keiteye Yodov Elabedomim Merubin, to be Mevato, to cut off the yad of his ebit, it'll only be maskim if you'll give him a hain rab. So you don't make the shume that way. Avo shomin ebit ze kamo shove achshov, v'kamo hoye shove tchila. And the same thing, hamazik sode chaveri, koitzeitz netiyosov, a person goes and is koitzit the netiyos, Oy ochal aruga achas. Ein shomin oiso levado. You're not shom levado. El shomim beiso boise sode. Kama hoise yofa tchilo. Uma pichsu domeo bishvil aruga zu. So let's just go a little further before we try to explain the Gemara. Homalei Rav Acher Berei Derov El Ravashi V'idinohu Likchesh Mazik. You're saying a very interesting reason for this psak, that we are Shom the Poro, Shom the Uber Agav the Poro, Shomin Levlad Agabi Pore. You're saying because if not, the Mazik will lose out. So what kind of cheshbon is this? משום דאם עלי, הורא מעברת עזיקוסוף, להזק ווזן הפורא מוברס, פורא מעברת שאמין הולך. So that's how the Shumas Ahezek is made, that before there was a Pora Muberes, and now there's no Pora Muberes. I'd like to mention there's a lashon of Rashi that, I mean, this is l'cheira a very interesting lashon of Rove. Rove says she'im yatoim ekein nimtzata makrish as hamazik. The mazik is going to lose. I mean, what kind of a reason is this? Rashi further Dachman Hay Amid Beis. There the Mishnah says when a behemoth eats an aruge besoda acher, you're not shum the value of the aruge mitzad atzmoy, you shum the soda, how much the soda was nechsa, how much was worth with this aruge, how much it's worth without the aruge. So there, Rashi says something very interesting. Mipnei shemafsid mazik. Again, here Rashi says, because you're not shom the aruge bifnei atzmoi, mipnei shemafsid mazik, v'rachmona omar ubir b'steyacher. The Torah says a posik, that the shumeh ubir, the mazik of shein, you have to be shom Bistei acher, agav soda acher, the Torah said how the shumah has to be bistei acher. There's a lotion of the Rosh in the beginning of the 8th Perek. The Rosh says, Olohokol b'chol hashumais onu lemeidim. The Rosh is a filler by Odom Amazik. There's also such a din, lahokul b'chol hashumis anu lameidim, midebir b'steyacher. So the Pasuk says, by all mazikim, one should be makel with the shumim. The lashon of the Briski Rav, al Rambam, v'hinei, the din ubir b'steyacher, b'yisoidoi din schus lamazik. This is a schus for the mazik. Kimevua mi loshen agmora ato makrish es hamazik. Bekitzer, so from the Rashi, the Rosh, and the Briskerov, we see we learn out from a posik, obir bistei acher, shomin agab soda acher, that means, theoretically, when a person, let's say, a behemoth was mazik, someone else's, eden arugit b'teich hasodeh, one could look at the hezik in two eifanim. You could look at the hezik at the exact value of the arugit that was eaten. You could look at it in that eifan, which is not, it was nothing wrong in that. But the Torah said, the shumeh should not be made. The Torah was makel on the tashlumei hamazik. We hear that, we learn that from this posik. Lahokel b'chol ha-shumeh sonu l'meid mebir b'steyacher, that you can look at it differently also. If you're looking at it, l'gabi the nizik had a field with 20 arugis, and now one aruga was eaten up, so memela, you look at it, that the field was nechsa to the achilas aruga, so we look how much was the field worth. It's another oifen of shume. And the Torah told us, we learn now from a pasuk, obir b'steyacher, that that's how the shumis tashlumei anezokin should be. The shumis should be, we should be mishaya how much the sade was nechsa with dan in the hezek of the sade. Now, if we'll be medayik the loshen agemore, Love said, "Ein shomin lepora b'fnei atzma, vlad b'fnei atzma, elo shomin levlad al gabei pora." Shimiyata oimekein. Now, on this halacha, Love gave a reason. Nimza atam makrish es amasi. So, Love said that we have a halacha that you have to be makel in the shumis amazik. So therefore, that's how the shuma has to be, how much the pora was worth with the vlad and without the vlad. So he says a halacha and he gives a reason. Then Rava continues, v'chein ata moitzi b'kiteya yad abdi shal chaveri, v'chein ata moitzi b'mazik sodi shal chaveri. Now, the second two halachas that Rava mentions doesn't say any reason whatsoever. It didn't say, by kiteya yad abdi shal chaveri, this, he doesn't give a reason. He just says it's the din over there. It's the same din over here. Now let us see Taisvis, and we'll try a little to elaborate. Idinu likhosh mazik. Seyver hamakshe. The makshe did not appreciate Rav is halacha. You're saying that we are shom the pora, how much it's worth less, ayidei hapolas avlat. So the Gemara says, if here is a cheshbin, we should be done the shavius of the vlad, likhesh mazik, zuktaisvis, seva hamakshe, Kiven shepora uvlad shnei gufin hein. These are two gufin. Shomin vlad bifnei atzmai. He held this whole aloche of ubir bisdei acher was only said by one guf. Vloidomi leketeya yad eved. Shekola Eved Guf Echot. So there is such a shume. How much is the Eved worth with the Yad and without the Yad? Because the Yad of the Eved, it's one entity. So he could also make a different shume. He can make a shume. How much the Odin would have been masking to cut off the Yad. But we have here Obir Bizdayach, and we have over here that, no, the shume is how much the Eved became worth less without the Yad. The same thing if you have a sode, kiguf echodomi. So the nitiyas which are growing from the sode is considered its one entity. Yeah, but over here by a vlad. What are you telling me that the mazik will lose? Here the mazik should lose because you don't have the gzeiras hakosav ubir bisdei acher by a vlad and a pora. Umeshani hanami kiguf echot domi. This is also considered kiguf echot domi lei pore muuberes azakticha. The hezek was in a pore muuberes. The male, that's how much. So I made the pore ois muuberes. You were mazik a pore muuberes, and now she's ois muuberes. So the male, we consider that was the hezek, that you made a pore muuberes ois muuberes. So, Al Koponim, from Taisvis, we see that the flow of the Gemara is as follows. Rava This the Gemara knew, this apostle could be a bistayacher, and therefore Kiteya Yad Avdei Shal Chaveiroi, and I have a posik. Zicha could make the Shuman a different oifen, but I have a posik, you make all be Shuman Samazik, Kiteya Yad Avdei Shal Chaveiroi. Or Mazik Sode Shal Chaveiroi, it's also the same thing, Mazik Sode Shal Chaveiroi. So there it's called one entity. So Memele, that's the Chiddush HaKroah, Bir Bisteach, and the Pasuk is speaking about that, that a behemoth ate Tvua Bisteach, as we'll have in the Pasuk, Yivshom Menoisi Al-Gav Sodacheres. So the Pasuk is speaking about something grows from a field, so the Pasuk says, you are Mishayel the Shabbos Oisei Dobo, Mishabbos to be Mishayel the Shabbos of the field, how much it was worth before the Hezek and how much it's worth after the Hezek, which is a gewaldic kula in the Shuman. Masha'in came by a poro muberes, here Rava held misvara, we can't compare this to Bia Bistayacha, we can't compare this to Keteya Yadavde Shochabele. These are two entities. Now, l'chayre, we have to know, kan shayla ben uba yerechimoy. So this is the Dvayakev es the kashe. It's a kashe, basically. Uba yerechimoy is only lomdis, I don't know. But al koponim, Bataisva says, here the svore chitzayne is, if we are building, we want to learn out from Ubir Bisdayacher, one could be Mechalik, that here we don't have the Chiddush HaKroah. And the Gemara answers no. Hanami Kiguf Echadomi, it's also called Kiguf Echadomalei, Pora Mu'uberes Azaktir. No. It was a Pora Mu'uberes. So we have to understand the Oimek HaDvorim Mikora Maikosova Lipsayv Maikosova. Perhaps, I don't know if this is true at all, but perhaps one could say, I mean, the Gemara is very unclear what was Nischadish my held it's to Gufim. Amalei porem abarta azikoscho porem abarta shaymanoloch. Perhaps we could say the emerson in the other two cases when, let's talk about a case a behema ate an aruke. So the emerson, the Maise HaHezek is done in the Aruge, the Behemi eats up the Aruge, and through this Maise, the Karka becomes Nechsa. I mean, the Pula is in the Aruge, and there's a Poyoyotze that the Karka is worthless because it's missing an Aruge. But the Maise HaHezek was in the Aruge. Akeiteya Yad Avdei Shal Chaveiroi is also the same thing. He's taking the Yad, no, Lemaise, the Eved remains without a Yad. When we learn Hilchus Boirer, we say such a thing. Oichel Mitoich Pseilus, the thing what he takes, that's what he's taking. He's taking Oichel Mitoich Pseilus, it's Derech Achila. He's taking a Yad from an Eved. So there would be a Chiddush to say, listen, you took a yad, you cut off a yad, pay for a yad, which is be'emis in a svore. There is such a shuma, I should pay for a yad. Now, there's a xeris akos of a birbis te'acher. By one unit, you don't look at it that way, you look at it that the evet was next to a yad. But that's the xeris akos of shuma. The shuma, theoretically, could be made on both eifanim. And the pool I made was in the yard. The pool I made was in the aruge. Af al pikein, you look like the we. That's a birbis de acher that the we considered the hezek was done to the field, to the eved, which is a chiddush. Over here, the ma'is hezek was done to the poleh. The was not given to the poleh. He didn't do anything with the vlad. Here the ma'is hezek was done to the poleh, and because of that, that it was not given to the poleh, she was mapul the vlad. But here, Taki, the Ma'is Hezek was done to the Poleh. Could be that is what Rava was machadish. He says, Poleh ma'abalto azikosoch. The Ma'is Hezek was not done to the Yubel. That means if Lu Yitzir, we'd have a chetimtze that someone would schlep out an Uber from a Poleh Muberes. Basic nicht. So there could be, there it's different, Taki. So I'm taking out of the Uber from the Poleh. Here, Pshat is, I'm not doing anything with the Uber. Poleh Muberes Azikosoch, the Ma'is Hezek was in the Poleh. So could be, that is the reason the Shumer is, how much the Poleh is worth less without the Poleh. The Lashon of Tosis is not too much mashma like that. The Lashon of Tosis says, Oma Idinu Kasher Nireh Miteich HaSvorah, Vishen Shnei Guvim. Likhash mazik, mishani hanami, kiguf echodomi, the omalai. I don't know, maybe that's what it means. It is a din like a guf echod, the omalai, poram abat azikosach. Maybe that is pshat in Tosfos also. Before we go further, I just want to mention a ha'ore. Let's just learn again the Rashi, a mazik soda chaveri. Koitzitz niti yoysof. He cut down the nitiyas. So now, there were nitiyas growing in a field. A person was koitzitz the nitiyas. So now, it could be looked at in two eifanim. The field before had nitiyas. Now it's missing nitiyas. So it's a hezek to the field. You could look like, there were koitzitz, these nitiyas had a potential. They could grow up to be who knows what. And now your kites is the natiyas. So it's perhaps it would be done out the natiyas. Would be a bigger shumer. Then Rashi says another marshal. Oy ochal aruga achas. Oy ochal aruga achas. Now the Rehitis Loshen of Rashi, it would seem that the we're talking about a person over here. Hamazik, we're talking about a person. So lechayre, it would seem over here that a person went and cut an aruge and ate it. And ate it. That's a ochal. The Briska Rav is a psakash and a loshen of the Rambam, Mechdushi Agriz. He is a kashe. That means bishloime, if he would have ruined the aruge. So now you could be done, kaitis matthias would seem like that. You could be done, so how are you done the hezek? You done the hezek to the field, or you done the hezek to the aruge? So fine, that's debatable. Ochal aruge, lechere, forget about, there's a new thing now, I ate the aruge. Ochal. So lechere, the pashtus of the Rashi means he cut it or he ate it. I don't know. He sat down and started chewing it off the ground. Whatever it is, ochal aruge. But over here, there are two things that are being done. Number one, the field is missing the aruge. Number two, I stole now the peiros of the aruge. Lechere, this is a gazlan. The Beskerov Tain is by a Gazlan. There's no din of Shaman al-Gav Sada'acha. There's not a din of Shaman al-Gav Sada'acha. A Gazlan, you stole something, you pay for it. By Mazik, there's such a cooler. But over here, by Ochal, Lechere, there's another Cheshbon over here also. This sips the Magian and the Rajbe is Moira, this and the Lotion of Raj. Before we learn the previous Taisvis, I think it would be very practical to learn a Gemara further, Daf Mem Chesam at Beis, Daf Mem Tesam at Aleph, and then we'll understand what was bothering Tosfos, what Tosfos is Machadish, will have a different insight in the Gemara later also. Let us just see Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, the last two lines of the bottom of Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. There's a din of Tashlume Mevlodis. There's a posik in the Torah, Ki Notzu Anoshim Ve Nokfu Isha Hora. So Memele, so you pay for the Mevlodis. She was Mulberes, you pay for the Mevlodis. Zot the Mishneh, Ketzad Mishalim the Mevlodis. Shomin esa isha kame hi yofe ad shelo yoldo. How much was she worth? If she'd be on the market, she'd be a shifche. How much is she worth before she gave birth? Vikame hi yofe misha yoldo. And how much is she worth after the labor? And just let us understand that the value of an isha muberes is l'chayra more than a value of an isha that's not muberes. So memele, so we measure her market value, how much was she worth when she was muberes, how much she's worth now, and that's how much she paid. Omar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, im kain, mishe isha yeledes mishabeches. If this is a very source of the Galoshin, Rashi says, Meforish Bigmor. Elo, shominas avlodais, kamehin yofin, v'naisin labal. Well, whatever he tainted, we'll see in the Gemara. But he said, yesham the vlodis. No, you don't make such a, how much she's worth with the vlodis. Yesham the vlodis. Fine. Now, let's just jump down to the Gemara where the lines start getting wide. Ketzad mishalem de mevlodes. Frag de gemore, de mevlodes ushvach vlodes mi boilei. The Mishnah starts off, Ketzad mishalem de mevlodes, shomenesisha kame yofat shalayolda vakame yofa mishayolda. So the gemore said, you started off the shuma of the mevlodes, and now you're including Shvach Vlodis. Let's see what Rashi says. Hochi Dmei Vlodis Shvach Vlodisu. Diktoni, it says in the Mishneh, Shomin Eso Isha. V'yesh Bechlal Shumazu Dmei Vlodis. That's true. When you show him how much he was worth, when she was Mubera, she had the Mevlodis. This is the third Rashi in the Gemara. And Daf Mem Tesem Ad Aleph. Uma Shehi Isha Nires Mishubachas Ubalas Eivorim Mitnei Ha'ubel Vidomeho Yikorim. Something very interesting the Gemara is saying, and we're going to have this in our Gemara also. It seems that a woman that's muberes is bigger, and she's nearest yofe, she's nearest mishubachas ubalas eivorim, she's stouter, and somehow the isha alone in this matzev looks like a gavre, chefze, call it what you want. She's stouter and bigger. V'dameha yikala. She's worth more. So, Aisha Muberes, the Gemara is asking, there are two factors that make her worth more. Number one, she's worth more because she has ubrim inside of her, which are alone a factor. She's giving birth to ubrim. And number two, when she's muberes, she is nires mishubach as a balas ibam. She looks bigger and that more mishubachas. So that is another reason
that she's worth more. So you have two factors. So the Gemara is asking, you started off, Ketzer Mishalim, the Mevlodis. How'd you pay the Mevlodis? And all of a sudden, you snuck in. Well, we figure out how much she was worth. Muberes Namish is worth after she was Mapel. So you just snuck in another Cheshbon over here. You started, how'd you pay the Mevlodis? You say, well, we shot some like this, and you pay Shvach Lodis also. It's very modern. That means you started off with a question, how do you shots off the May Bloodis? And you say, well, this is how he shots off. And by the way, you're this shume, that means on the market, Anisha Muberes, it will just be Megashim Dinyim. Let's say Anisha Shayna Muberes is worth $1,000. Anisha Muberes is worth $2,500. Another $1,000 for the Bloodis. And 500 for, that's, she's Niris Yofer, Meshubachas. So you just added on, so say another $500 extra in the Shuma. You started off, Ketzad, Mishalman, the Mishalman by Vlodis, and you jumped in with Shvach Vlodis. That's the Gemara's Kash. So the Gemara says, Hachinami Kama. Yeah, that's what I mean. Ketzad, Mishalman, the May Vlodis, the Shvach Vlodis. I mean that you have to pay Shvach Lodis also. Shaman es ishe kami yofa at shalei yolda, ve kami yofa mi she yolda. So let's see what Rashi says. Achinami koma, keitzad misham dmei vlodis u shvach vlodis, shehein mashbichin es ishe. Shaman es ishe kami she yofa bishvil vlodis lolu at shalei yolda. How much he was worth? The kame he yofa achshav kshenisroikno, the nifchesu domel, how much it was worth before, how much is worth now, the noisen labal. And that's what we give to the baal. Rashi says, the nisko shel isha, there's another thing, this, the person was noigif, the isha, ain't a bachlal shumazu, the ain kan elopchas rikun ha'uba. The Mishnah is only speaking about this Prat in the Hezek, before she was Muberes, and she was worth 2,500, now she's worth 1,000. So we're speaking about, in this Prat of the Hezek, that's what you pay to the Baal. Avol krash gufe machma samake, but now she became weaker because they gave her a zetz, v'nifchesu damel, mishahoyse ruye limochek shoyse briya reikonis, hu nezek. Now that, forget it, before any Ibo, she was a healthy woman, now she's a sick woman. She's a weak woman because there was a Nebuchadnezzar. Who nezek? Ve'ene shalbal? That doesn't mean, we're talking about the May Vladis over here, with the Deus Machadish, belongs to the Baal. Ve'ene shalbal, o kishal chavolohu, vadin kotzo, b'ksubis, b'zman shebeseisa, lo shnei chlokim v'lo yechad es man shev begoli loy beis chalok. Again, some eisen. Anyway, we're not speaking about that. We're speaking about, so now the Gemara said the veil, that the that was the Torah's machadish, the mei vlodis belong to the Baal, who adin shvach vlodis belong to the Baal, and that's how the shum is. That is what the chachomim hold. Rab Shimon Omar, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, im kein, misheisha yoledes mishapeches. My comma, what is Rab Shimon ben Gamliel saying? What does Rashi say? My comma, the mashmi doche komalei. Im kein, if you shuts up how much it was worth before, and how much is worth now? Lididoch isloch. So it seems you hold mishiisha yeledes mishabeches. I hear from you that after she gives birth, she's worth more. That's what it sounds like. In Cain, if it's the way you said, so comes amishiisha yeledes mishabeches. So that doesn't make sense. So the Tanakama, how come out the mitchisa? The Rabbi Shimon, the Tanakama never said that. The Tanakama said, pum fakel. She was worth more before, now she's worth less. What does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say? Oh, according to you, it comes out she's worth more after she gave birth. Who said that? They said, Fakel. My comma. Omar Rabbi Ochi comma. No, not, he's asking a kasha. V'chi isho mishabeches koidem sheteleit. You're telling me she's worth more before she gives birth than after she gives birth? I got news for you. She's worth more after she gives birth than before she gives birth. You know why? Because late is a sakone, especially bizman chazal. So Memele, so when you see a Nisha Muberes, someone looks at her, how much money give Nisha Muberes? Who knows what's going to be with her? Who knows if she'll live through the later? So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, I got news for you. She's worth more after the later, and she's still alive than before the later. Before the later, yeah, she might give birth, but there's a whole sakona that she has to go through. Who says she'll be alive? So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is chaylik on the Tanakama. You say that's how you make the shuma. I got news for you. You can't make such a shuma. It's been a hapachu. After the lady, she's still alive. So then she becomes worth more. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, "Valoyishem mishabeches b'domim lachesh etelit, demitchilo demepchusim limochel." No one want to buy her. She misukenes ilomus b'tzaleido. V'hochi mashme masnisen imkain dekach shomim k'dekamrit. So you're going to say you pay him how much he was worth before and how much he's worth later? If that's how you're going to pay him. We'll pay him a penny. He says, you're saying yes to pay how much she became worth less after the later. I got news for you. She became worth more. So he doesn't have to pay a penny. So that's from Shimon Gamliel's kasha and the Chachomim. So maybe you can't make such a shuma. How much she's worth. You can't chesma with her. If you're going with her worth, she's worth more after the lady than before the lady. Fakat, you should ask me, I made your Isha worth more now. Before, no one wanted to give money for her. I made her worth more. So you can't chesma with the Isha. So therefore, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, it's shomin the vlodis. How much are the vlodis worth? Vlodis have a market value. How much were they worth? And now they were. She was map of the blooders. You pay for the blooders. The nice nil labal. And you give this to the baal. So now we have our machlekes, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and the Tanakam. Tanya nami hochi. We learned a baraisa mamish like this pshat. V'chiyisha mishabeches. Koidim shetele. Yoisim elhache shetele. Please. As an isha worth more. Before the later than after the later, v'le'ishim eshabeches lachesh etel yoisim ikaydim shetel. She's worth more after the later. Aleshom enes havlodes, yoshom the vlodes, v'noisnin lebal, and in that you give to the baal. So the Baraisa says, like we said pshat in Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rava Omar. Rava said a different shat Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rava Omar Hochiktoni V'chi isho l'mi sheyoyledes mishabeches v'shvach. We had mentioned before that when you make the cheshbon how much he was worth Bishar she was muberes, how much she's worth after the Apollo, we're taking two factors into consideration. First of all, she was worth more because of the Dmei Vlodis. And then there's such a concept of Shvach Vlodis. She was bigger, stouter, Meshubachas. So she's worth, So we take in, we said, let's say she's worth $1,000 more because of the blodis, and $500 more because of the shvach blodis. So Rav Shimon Gamliel had a kasha, bishloime d'mei blodis. That's what the pasuk says, that you give the d'mei blodis to the baal. But according to you, you give the shvach blodis also to the baal. That means before she was worth $2,500. Now she's worth $1,000. And you give $1,500 to the baal. He says, I don't understand this. Be shloim $1,000. That's the mevlodis. So that you give to the baal. But the $500 that she was worth more because she was mishabeches, she was bigger and baal seivorim, you give this also to the baal? Why is he zeich in this? How does he get this? So this is a new mahalach in Rav Shimon Gamliel's kasha. Let's see again, Rove. Rove omahochi toni. V'chi isha l'mi sheyeledes mishabeches. She's, her shvach goes only to the baal. V'ein la'atzma b'shvach v'lodeis klum. She doesn't get anything. She became nifchas for what she was worth before. Why did he give everything to the baal? Eloshomin es avlodes v'noisnin lebaal u'shvach vlodes chelkim. So therefore, so anupshat Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says the vlodes he give to the baal. The shvach vlodes she gets half and he gets half. The shvach vlodes. She was stouter and bigger, so there are two factors because of this. She and the husband. So the Mele, so they, in the Mevlodis, the Torah says you pay him. But Shvach Vlodis, Nisvore, you split it up to Shvach. Zuchte Gemore, you know this Pshad, you said Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Baraisa says like this. Tanya nami hochi, Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, v'chisha l'mi sheyeledes mishabeches, v'ein la'atzma b'shvach blodes klum, ala shomen nezik b'fnei atzma. Nezik yipeya bezunda, v'tzar b'fnei atzma. V'shomen esav blodes, noisen lebal, u'shvach blodes chilken. Frekte gemore, koshed Rav Shimon Gamliel, ad Rav Shimon Gamliel. The second Rav Shimon Gamliel seems to say she's worth less after the lady than before the lady. He's only complaining that she's worth less. She lost the shvach blodes, may blodes, so she should have a chelik in the shvach blodes. But al koponim, he agrees to the chachomim she's worth less after the lady than before the lady. The first Rav Shimon Gamliel said she's worth more after the lady than before the lady. So it's a stira Rav Shimon Gamliel. Frek the gemore kashid Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Shimon Gamliel. By the first child, she's a mesukenis. So memela, by the first child, she's worth more after the lady than before the lady, because she's a mesukenis. By the other children already, so memela, then she's worth more before the lady than after the lady. She's not so much a mesukenis. So memela, so, yeah. Now, so al koponim, we have over here that Rav Shimon, we have now a new machloikis, according to the second lashon, not by Mevakeres, who does the shvach leida belong to? The Tanakhama says it belongs to the husband. Rav Shimon Gamliel says it belongs to both of them. So now the Gemara says, the Rabbon and the Omri Shvach Vlodeis Nami Lebal. My time, this is really a good kashach. I mean, the Pasuk says, Yisham the May Vlodeis. The Shvach Vlodeis, why Takesh and the Baal get the whole Shvach Vlodeis? So the Gemara says, Kedisna, Mimash Meshenema, it says in the Pasuk, V'yotzu Yelodeho. Eini Yedeya Shehi Hora. If it says, Yotzu Yelodeho, but it says, V'nokvo Isha Hora, V'yotzu Yelodeho. It doesn't have to say Isha Hora. If it says, V'yotzu Yelodeho, so I know that it's Hora. Ma'atam Adloima Hora. Then horo leimelach shvach hirayin lebal. The shvach hirayin is also lebal. Shvach leid is also lebal. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hay hore my dorish bay. Miboilelich desanya. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov oima. Loilam ein echayv et sheyakeno keneged beis hirayin. The chiyuv of the mevlodis is if the hakor was keneged beis hirayin. So that is so this was the oifen he was mazik, one should expect the hapola. But if it wasn't maki keneged beis eroin, was maki al yodav al raglo, we'll say, oh, see, amar hapopola item keneged beis eroin, mamish al kolecha de solik beis shichma levlad lafuki yad veregel deloy. That means, if it was makin such a mocking, that the Vlad becomes Nishamim through this Hakor, then you pay, that's the horror, then you pay for the Vlad. But if it was Maki B'yoda V'ragla, then you don't pay for the Vlad. So Bekitza, we hear here Amachloikis, Abshim Gamliel and the Chachomim, Vahemavakeres, he says you only paid my Vlad, Abshim Gamliel, the Chachomim and Amachalik. And then we have a machloikis by the shvach vlodis. Who does it belong to? Does it belong to the baal or to the isha? Zok taisves. V'chein ato moitzi b'keteya yad avtai. He says, Rav is coming to tell us a multitude of cases that the shume is not on the vlodis alone. The shume is on how much the poro was worth with the vlodis, without the vlodis. It's a gringere shume. And he includes, or we find a similar, and we see a vlodis in a poro, there's a svara to say there are two entities, and you shouldn't be shom agav poro. Kemash Malon Yasha Magapore, and he brings that we find by Kateya Yadav the Shal Chaveiroi, Mazik Soda Chaveiroi, Frek Taisvis, Rove should have brought this Mishneh. We have here a Mishneh. Keitzad Shomin Dmei Vlodis, Keitzad Mishalm Dmei Vlodis, Shomin Eseisha Kame Yof Achelo Yod, Vakame Yof Mishi Yolda. If Rava wanted to bring a raya to his yesod, he's saying, you know, a poro moberes is just like keteya yadavde. He says, well, really, it's not the same. Keteya yadavde is one person. So then you feel, then the shume is how much the person is worth without the yad, with the yad. A poro moberes, as far as it's two entities. Aval pikein, he said, a chidish. So Rove should have brought this Mishnah. We have a Mishnah Dmei Vlodis. It says, how are you Mishalon Dmei Vlodis? Shomim Kama Hoysa Yofe. So if Rove wanted to bring a raya to his Yesod that Vlodis in the Ishim Uberis considered one entity, and the Shum is your Shom Hoysa, how much she was worth with the Vlodis, without the Vlodis. So Rove should have brought this Mishnah. He speaks about everything under the sun besides this Mishnah. This Mishnah is Mamish Araya to Rove. And he ignores this Mishnah. The Kash is Amir Dike Kash. Vim Toima Amayle Koma Nami Bechein Ata Moitze Bishumas Dmei Vlodis. Desnan Bamasnisen Lekamon. Sheshomin oisa kama oisa shava hi isha achela yolda machmas vlodis. Vekame hi yofe misha yolda. Ven shomin dme vlodis bifnei atzmein. She nikhash mazik b'yoisa. El la shomin makil b'yachad. So you see, shomin makil b'yachad. So this is Taisus Kasha. Before we go further, I'd like to mention, Taisus has Meir Adike Chidushim. I don't know if we have time to learn the Teretz of Taisus tonight, but Taisus has Meir Adike Chidushim, and the Rambam doesn't seem to hold like Taisus. Taisus, he seems to hold Kipshutai. So we hear for Taisus Kashi. So the Brisker Rav
wants to say a very interesting teretz. He says, the Mishnah that's speaking about Meiv Lodis, in Rove that's speaking about also the Meiv Lodis, are two different sugim in Gatz. He says, what's the two sugim? He says, when Rove is speaking about Tashlumin Nezok,
you know, Catholic says maybe, Vlad is, Vlad of Apollo is like two entities. Right? That's our sugya.
Look, the Briske Rov, but when we're coming, we're not speaking about animals. We're speaking about Chavolas Odom. Look, the Briske Rov, when we're speaking about Chavolas Odom, speaking about how much the Vladis were worth, how much or Bechlal, everything Chavola, your Chavol Ba'odom, you cut off his hand, Kama Hoya Yofe, with him, without him. There you are not paying for the loss. Because I got news for you. A Ben Chayrin is not, does not have a market value. A Ben Chayrin doesn't have a market value. Ayid is a market value. Yishat Zemot like a Neviknani. A Neviknani is Amadei Melechamer is Mominis. That's called Amadei Melechamer. It's a Chamer Taka. He has a Kinyan Agufne. Ayid is a Ben Chayrin. He can sell his services. He can work. But Al Koponim, Al Koponim, he is, there's no Hezek moment over here. There's no Hezek moment. There's a din, it says in the Torah, Ayin Tachas Ayin. So he says, you know what Pshat is really, I took out his Ayin, really should take out my Ayin. The Torah, the Gemara learns out, you pay for an Ayin. That's a Kaifa we can do. But not, it's the Mechabola, you are not paying for the Hefzik. Therefore, he says, Amoyre Dikazach, he says, you want to see the Amitius Advorim? It's brought down in Elchin. The person says, Demei Yodi Olai. I want to be Magdish Demei Yodi. So how, what does he have to give to Agdish? Shteit Shomin Kamehu Yofo with the Yad, and Kamehu Yofo without the Yad. Are we talking about a posik a beer bistayacha, a yeshomin lamazik, your makeup on the mazik? We're talking about Elchin over here. This is a din shume, has nothing to do with Hezekis. This is how you shuts up a value of a yard. This is, but that, I don't learn this out from beer bistayacha. Beer bistayacha is a parsha where there was a Hezek moment, and I have two ways how to be shom the Hezek moment. Am I shom the yad b'fnei atzmai? Am I shom the behemoth without the yad, with the yad? That's ilchis tashlumei nezokin, that I have a posik abir b'steyach, and that I have a sugya over here, by a por and a uber, is it like an eved with a yad, or is it two different entities? Rove was speaking about Tashlumei Nezokin, how they have to be paid, how you shom the Nezik. When we're speaking about the Meiv Lodis, how you pay the Meiv Lodis, we're not paying for a Hezek that occurred. A Isha Yisraelis, that she was Muberes and not Muberes, well, there's no Hezek over here. She's a Bas Chayrim, she won't be sold, she can't be sold. You can't buy the Vlodis, that this is a Ben Chayrin over here. This is a Din Shumet. This is the Torah said you paid the May Vlodis. How do you pay the May Vlodis? So the Mishnah says you paid the May Vlodis. That's how you paid the May Vlodis. Just like when a person says the May Yodi Olai, Shteit Nelchin, how do you pay the Mayat? Kama Hoya Yofa Vekami Yofa. That's an Oif in the Shum of the Yat. This is a Noivin Hashim of the Vladis. But this is no Shaykhis with Rove. Rove is speaking about Hilchis Tashlumin Nezokin, which I would have
a deal on how to be shom the nezik. If you go with the bloodless, if you go with the poreh, that's the sugi of Rove. So Rove was mugbul to niske momen. This Mishnah speaking about my bloodless has nothing to do with Rove. You're not paying for a hezek. There's no true hezek. This is a din tashlumed my bloodless, which has nothing to do with hezek. So therefore, Rove could not at all bring down this Mishnah.